Tonight, on the John Ankerberg Show, you will hear representatives of the Baha'i faith and the Christian faith discuss what are the truth claims of their respective beliefs and what is the evidence for those claims. Our first guest representing the Baha'i faith is Mrs. Mary K. Radper, a member of the Baha'i Spiritual Assemblies in Atlanta, Baltimore County, and chairman of the Chattanooga Schools nationwide, and has served as trainer and seminar leader for the National Assembly of the Baha'is, the national representative of the Baha'i faith, from the Baha'i National Center of Wilmette, Illinois, of the Christian Research Institute. We invite you to listen to the evidence during this next half hour.
Welcome. We're talking with representatives of the Baha'i faith and that supports his claims. And does the prophet Baha'u'llah,
talking about a decree made by Artaxerxes, which we believe is one of the fulfillments of Christ's three major prophecies, coming of Christ.
How does that do so?
Because chapter 9 of Daniel, it says that there an appointed 70 weeks is 490 days. If you take a day as a year in Bible prophecy, that's 490 years. For the date age that Christ was believed to be when he was crucified. So if you change the Baha'i, the date for the data, he has admittedly not studied what the latest dating is on it. He does 457, or we junk Christianity, and I'm saying
that's nonsense. You know,
because you turned your back on the historic gospel of Jesus Christ. You can sit here and quote scripture to me and quote biblical theology.
Or James Jones's.
And groups like this that run off and isolate themselves. The Baha'i faith
is a little more complex than the way you just put it out. I mean, just because people isolate themselves doesn't make them a cult.
I don't think the Muslims or the Zoroastrians or the Jewish people would define it that way. I think you're sort of self-centering. Baha'u'llah is the return.
I want to get the facts right now. You keep saying the Son of God.
Let me state this again to see if you understand it. We believe that there is no difference.
It hinges on whether or not Baha'u'llah fulfills the biblical criterion. He doesn't.
And then you go outside on Tuesday. Will you say that the sun that rose Monday is a different sun, a different point on the horizon?
But what if the moon came up? And if I said I felt like...
We don't want to say casually that the question of the scriptures is something to ignore. Or that the miracles Christ performed, it was a miracle that he performed by bringing Roman, Phoenician, Greek. And today, when the Baha'i faith is touching everybody in the entire planet, Africa, in Europe.
He said he came into the world to redeem us from our sins once for all. Obviously.
No, we're not saying that it is the physical Jesus of Nazareth born.
We're
saying that in Baha'u'llah. We say...
In Zoroaster too?
In Zoroaster too, Baha'is believe when you hold them up and the sun is reflected in them, you say there is the sun.
Fullness of the Godhead bodily. And it doesn't say in any shape or form their reflection. It's talking.
Everything was the perfect manifestation of the attributes of God. We simply say that same phenomenon.
He wasn't reflection like a mirror, but you were seeing God in flesh.
But let's get to Zoroaster. That's very important, John.
I've got to ask John a question. See, first of all, a comment is that I think we're going off into things that aren't the key points.
Yeah. Perspective. I think the reason why we're talking about it is if we're going to put our eternal destiny into the hands of Jesus or two. I know that Jesus died, rose again, and he's living right now, and you should switch allegiance at that point.
You're still not making that connection of the sameness. You don't see Jesus walking around here. You know he's alive.
The same form that hung on the cross. He presented his body to his disciples. That is the historic Jesus Christ. That is not Baha'u'llah. You are denying the bodily
raised a spiritual body.
I'm glad you quoted that verse. That's
good,
the Jehovah's Witness argument, and it should be when you were studying for the ministry.
Irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
It is very relevant, because the word matika soma, which means a spiritual body. It is not referring to a spirit, which is pneuma. It's referring to a body that has characteristics of, which is, he could appear and disappear at will. But it was a physical. Baha'u'llah denies that. Therefore, he is in the doctrine of the Antichrist.
Baha'u'llah could not be the Antichrist because he has professed that Jesus is Lord.
He's not the Antichrist.
Now, that's from... Okay, but
it was.
See, it's a matter of where you draw your lines of interpretation. In John, Jesus talks about the end of the world. Do you know the Greek word he uses there?
In what passage?
It's in the first chapter.
Well
first chapter I'll tell you. I'll tell you. Where in John, he talks about the end of the world. No, in John, the Gospel of John. And he talks about the end of the world. Do you remember? Do you remember
in the chapter? Give me the. I'll give you the verse.
Let me. Okay, in John, he says. That's irrelevant. The point is,
it's very relevant to me because I want another context.
Well, let's take a break right here because we'll come back with it. Okay, so
I'll get the verse for you for the next.
But I have to look.
No, it's eros. So that's the correct pronunciation, but it means age.
You're talking about aeon.
Eon. I'm sorry, you're right. But it means age. Now, when you read this verse from the King James Version, you would think the world physically. But if you look at the Greek, that's not what he's saying. So how do you determine here?
I got one for you. You got your Bible there? You're in Matthew?
Yes.
Check out 25, chapter 25. And I think it's a solid one?
41 and 46.
41 and 46. Would you read that for me out loud?
Then shall he say also unto me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteousness into life eternal.
Now for right. eternal life that the righteous are going to have, it's the same time period for those that are the wicked. Apparently there's no heaven either.
No, I'm asking, where do you make the decision? Back
very, very easy to answer. Very easy to answer. First of all, the passage is referring to the judgment at the end. Jesus is talking about the final judgment at the end of the world. The word age there, the end of the age, is at the end of the world as we now know it, it will be changed and there will be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. That's very clear. But what's disturbing me is when Abdu'l-Bahá makes, which we just heard, and Jesus Christ appears and says to Thomas, who believes in his resurrection, put your finger into my hand and your hand into my side. Do not be without faith. Believe. When he says to the disciples on the road to Emmaus who make the same mistake, they thought that Jesus was a spirit. And he said to them, a spirit does not have flesh and bone. And we have. Now, how in the world are you going to say that you believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ when Jesus himself identifies his body as being raised from the dead and Abdu'l-Bahá contradicts him? Abdu'l-Bahá is not telling the truth. Jesus Christ is.
He
doesn't contradict him.
And he asked Thomas. He offered to Thomas to look. It says that Thomas was ashamed. It says that.
Here it doesn't say it. I'm sorry. It just doesn't say it. It says that Thomas fell down and said, "Lord Jehovah God." He worships him as God in human flesh.
Right.
Now,
but
will God. You worship the Lord as your Lord and your God? Will you?
Yes, we believe that Jesus is
Baha'u'llah.
Yes. There's no difference.
We're talking about two different people.
Let's get back to another point that I tried to make last time. Is that if you look back at the prophecies in the Old Testament pertaining to the coming of the Messiah, and the government shall be, the government was never upon Christ's shoulders. There are numerous statements about the not fulfill physically. Now, does that mean that Christ was not Christ because he did not have the government? This is what the Jewish people were expecting.
What does this have to do with the resurrection?
The whole point is interpretation.
Now, interpretation. That's fascinating. I want you to tell me right now what this means. Behold my feet. It is I myself. Handle me, and a spirit does not have flesh and bone as you see me have. Interpret for me.
There is no doubt that Christ and God has spoken.
Interpret that passage for me that I just gave you. Tell me literally what it means to you.
Literally?
To you.
Literally to me is that Thomas physically.
That wasn't Thomas. This is the disciples on the road to
Emmaus. Okay. Literally, it means that they saw his body, and they showed him that.
Abdu'l-Bahá says no.
Right, literally.
Wait a minute.
Have you, been baptized by fire?
Double talk. I said to you, look, the passage I quoted to you is plain, simple English. Jesus Christ says yes. Now, there's no possibility of your getting out of the interpretation what it means. Was Jesus' literal body with the wounds and the hands and the feet and the sides? Okay, then you have
literally.
Then you have been using double talk. Because you said a minute ago, you believe.
Say, have you been baptized by fire? Now, the Bible says that you must be.
No, it doesn't.
John the Baptist. By fire.
No, John the Baptist said. Well, look, if you're going to quote the passage of Scripture, be accurate.
I am accurate.
He that baptizes. Yeah. In the Holy Spirit and with fire. Now, his fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his. It means at the judgment, fire will descend and will clean out all the
interpretation. Let's go to another very...
I didn't interpret a thing. I simply
wrote the message. You're not... Okay. Let's take the...
Let the spiritually dead bury the
physically.
He didn't
say spiritually. He did not say spiritually in that passage.
All right, then. Tell me, what does it mean to you?
Okay. The point is...
What does it mean to you?
It means it's a spiritual thing. It is